night then. We meet every Thursday night here at 8 o'clock. All amateurs are surely welcome to partake in the event. And let's see, do we have any mobiles out there that are short timers? KB2s of a plane. Okay, I'll take general check-ins. KB2, Sugar Queen, listen.
KB2, UEE.
Hey, Bob, additional?
And 2HIT.
Hey, Don, we have you additional?
KB2FQ. Hey, this is SD to everybody on that.
Jim, additional? Okay, looking for additional check-ins. I have WA2UEE Bob, N2HIT Don, and KC2DHU Jim. Additional check-ins? Call KB2, Sugar Queen, net control.
KB2, Sugar Queen, this is KB2, BBO. Good evening.
And John, we have you additional? Hey, looking for additional check-in to the Thursday night Metroplex net. Call KB2 Sierra Quebec net control. Okay, we'll go up to the top of the list. Hopefully everyone had a lovely Thanksgiving. I didn't run a net Thursday. Thanksgiving night. Good evening to the shortwave listeners. I think we have Mary, Walt, and Dave, and possibly N2GKI Lewis over in Hoboken. So, good evening to the shortwave listeners. And let's go up to Bob. WA2UEE. Bob, good evening. Come aboard, please.
Yes, all. Good evening to you. To all the cells on the net. All the shortwave listeners. Don't have too much to record here. Had a public Thanksgiving. All the grandchildren and what have you. And I'm enjoying the weather. And I hope it stays this way. So back to net control, WA2UEB.
Bob, I believe tonight they said it's going to drop down. Let's see, I have 52 degrees right now. I think they said it's going to drop down to about 45 tonight. So we might. And then they're talking about some rain tomorrow night, possible snow flurries Friday night or Saturday. Now, so, Bob, the snow is around the corner. I don't know which corner it is there, Bob, at QSL.
Yeah, okay, Bob. Well, I'll stay around the corner until you come over here, you know, New Jersey or New York. So, okay, Bob, like I said, just watching the set here.
Trying to find it. I don't know where it is right now, but I know later in the at night, it'll be shining bright right in the off the terrace in my dining room area here. Okay, break with you, and let's go up to Tompkins Cove, New York. And the president up visiting him one day this week. And Jim, was there much traffic up there while the president was at West Point? KC2DHU. Good evening, come aboard.
Negative on that, Paul. I didn't notice any difference in the traffic whatsoever. And, I guess, you know, they might brought him in by helicopter or something like that. I don't know, you know, how he drove into that place from other places, but, I guess anybody that was important to me there was probably there already. I didn't notice any difference in traffic whatsoever. And what have we got? We got 55.5 degrees right now. Wind's pretty much out of the door. It's probably between northwest, northeast. It's pretty much out of the door. And we got now, I guess the average is 5.6 miles an hour, but the maximum average around 7 miles an hour. But it is cooling down, but it wasn't fantastic. It couldn't get any better this time of the year. And that's great because it keeps that ground a little bit warm, so we still get some snow flurries coming in there. Was that Saturday night, Sunday, or something like that? They'll probably just stick to the rooftops, the trees, and the grass. Stick to the road. Oh, man, I wish we could just skip this winter. Just keep it going this way. A little bit more global warming. We're doing all right. Back over to that control. KC2S. You can get KC2.
Okay, Jim. Yeah, what a beautiful day it was. But I tell you, this morning when I got up, Jim, I was out about 7:20. And, I thought it was raining. I thought when I went downstairs I was going to run into some rain. Man, the sun was shining so bright. I had to go across town, and the street that I was going across, 145th Street, man, that sun was right in my eyes. You know, it was bright. Then during the course of the day, I'm sure you noticed up your neck of the woods there, it got cloudy. It looked like it was going to snow and rain, but nothing materialized from that. And now I'm seeing stars out there in the sky, so strange day today. Okie doke, on your 55 degrees there, Jim. We'll break with you, and let's go over to the president of Metroplex, KB2VDO. John, good evening. Come aboard.
Good evening, Wolf. Hope everybody had an enjoyable Thanksgiving. I took a week off. I drove down to Florida. See the two girls and the grandchildren, and I just got back in Saturday night. And we were back to work, and I was listening to you before, and evidently you've gotten into your new zigs. You sound very happy with it.
John, I tell you one thing, it's quiet. I raised the windows up, you know, at the other place. Trucks and things went underneath the building there, John. You're talking about noise. Well, I didn't realize it at the time how noisy it was because, you know, sitting out on the terrace, it was just noisy. Open up the windows was noisy. It was, they were always blowing their horns or something, you know, and those loud, muffled tractor trailers, 18-wheelers. He is so quiet. I heard the birds. I heard birds chirping during the night one night. What the devil is that? I couldn't believe it. It's extremely quiet here. Oh, gosh. Very noticeable, you know, the quietness over here. So that's one big note, a difference. I missed my view, though. I missed the view, John. That's the only thing. I'm sitting here now looking up the Hudson River, bright, clear night. And I can see lights going across the Tappan-Zee Bridge. But, you know, I can't tell whether it's a car, truck, or what. But I can see little things, little lights moving from where I'm located now. John, okay, on your trip to Florida, wow. When did you leave, John?
I left Sunday morning because I had to be around Saturday for the meeting. And, I left first thing that Sunday morning. Yeah, so I was gone just about a week. Yeah, you know, it's funny you mentioned about the noise and stuff, back in your old place there. Two Wednesday. I started working at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I had to take my sister-in-law out to JFK. And, you know, of course, I was working then. I had the cab, and wouldn't you know it, I got halfway across the GW, and I blew a tire. What a problem that was. I got over to the other side, just like where the little split is to the bus garage. Had to change the tire. In the meantime, I had to call another car for her, because I couldn't continue without a spare. You know, so I had to pay out of pocket her rate to the airport. So that's the excitement you were missing on, you know, that around the GW.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that you pulled off of the split there, John. I've looked out the window on occasion, many occasions, and see people. I don't know why they don't think they can drive on a flat tire, a few hundred feet, yards or so, to you know, where they can pull off. They'll change a tire. I looked out one day, there was somebody changing a tire in the middle lane on the top. I could not believe it. They got to be out of their mind, you know. With trucks going by, just unbelievable. But sorry to hear about that. But you did the right thing by pulling off at that split where the bus is going to the George Washington Bridge bus depot there, John. Okay, I'm glad you had a great Thanksgiving. Went great over here. We were there in Atlantic City last Saturday when y'all had the net. I forgot our bike that we were taking a trip down on a bus ride right here in the building. So we had a ride, bus ride from door to door to the casino there in Hilton. Had great fun, and Sandra had a lot of luck. Okay, we'll break with you, John. And let's see if we have additional check-ins for the Metroplex net call. KB2, Sugar Point. Okay, I don't know if any of you out here have capabilities of working 160, but there's a contest this weekend, ARRL 160-meter contest, D74 through the 6. This weekend, I might go sometime and listen on 160, but I've never worked 160. But there's a contest this weekend there. Next weekend is an ARRL 10-meter contest. December 12th and 13th, and I might try to work in that. Love me some 10 meters, but we have to see how the sunspot cycle is, or see if maybe it'll open up and we can get some activity on 10 next weekend. So that's about it. Still haven't gotten a copy of the, maybe Walter's a little late sending out the newsletter, or usually the end of the month, and I was hoping that he would show up tonight. Give us an update on that. Let's see if the additional check-ins before I go back up to the top of this short list. KB2, Sugar Queen. Let's see if Nico's in there listening. Into UHC. Nico, are you around? Give us an update on the echo link. KB2, Sugar Queen. Okay, I don't have any health and welfare to up there bring you to bring to the net. I guess everybody's been doing well. Miss Richard's wife is doing good. She was at the luncheon a couple of weeks ago, and the other gentleman was at the luncheon at K2KJI. I just can't get over how well he looked after having that quadruple bypass. He looked great there. Let's go back up to the top of the list and see if there are additional comments. Look like maybe a short net tonight. Maybe everybody's watching the Jets and Buffalo football. W2UE, Bob, additional comments for you.
Okay, Paul, very good. You mentioned about the full moon. I don't know if that's good or bad. Having a full moon, you know what they say, when a full moon comes. Okay, we'll drop it at that. And also the newsletter, just to mention that, I was going to ask you about that. I got a new printer, kind of anxious to type out the newsletter, you know. And also I was going to ask you about the Metroplex, EchoLink.
I haven't heard anything on that. I check in on it every day and see things new on it, news on it or anything. Do you have any information at all for when it's going to be hooked up or when they're going to work on it? Go ahead.
No, Bob, and that's why I called for Nico to see if he was listening or was going to check in so he could give you an update. And that's where I would have to get the information from him. And I just got up to look out the window, and the full moon is shining bright, sort of over by Yankee Stadium area. So I guess by 3 or 4 o'clock it'll be, well, it crossed over and be over Fort Lee area shining my windows. But Bob, getting back, no, I have not heard any information on that. We're hoping Nico will check in tonight. So, with that, Bob, we'll break with you, and I appreciate you stopping by. Let's see, is next week to Thursday you won't be around?
Yeah, that's right, Paul. Next week I'll miss it. We're going to have to end that meeting. Go ahead. I think I hear somebody in there.
Okay. Bob, I'll take a standby. Looking for additional check-ins to the Metroplex Thursday night net call, KB2, Sierra, Quebec. Okay, Bob, so I know I won't listen out for you next Thursday night. Break with you, Don. Additional check-ins, I mean additional comments possibly from you, Don. Up in Greenfield Park, and although it's only 45 degrees, feeling like 39, you've got the Icicle Award, Don. N2HIT, KB2SG.
Hey, KB2 Sierra Quebec, next road is N2HIT. Greenfield Park, New York City. Nothing much bad. I lost a good buddy that kept me supplied with Danny.
Cord and it took it right out. KCTV DHU. Check out the, I don't have the problem. I don't hear the noise in, when I'm on 40 meters. Go ahead.
Turns out of that, I was able to wrap three turns on that cable.